Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nun Beis. We're going to pick up at the Mishnah, about a third of the way down, Nun Beis with Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety of all the Chayalim, the Kochos HaBitachon. All of Klai Yisrael should be safe. B'ezes Hashem, all those Nebuch in need of Refuah Shleima should have one. There's so many young people, Nebuch, that are very sick, and Nebuch, that have given up their lives with young families and babies. HaKadosh Baruch should be Merachim, and all those in need of Nechama should have Nechama, and Hashem Yishmar as called Klai Yisrael. Okay, we begin picking up at the Mishnah. The best way for us to defend Klal Yisrael is for us to learn and to say Tillim and to daven. So, Yezus Hashem, our learning should be a successful venture in helping protect them. Nun Beis Amun Aleph by the Mishnah, Kisol HaRishon. If a pit was owned by two people, and the first person used it, and then he covered it up. So he did what he was supposed to do. He did a proper shmirah on the pit. And then, Uba Hasheni, the second person, comes along, Umitso Magula, and he sees that it is, in fact, uncovered. Now, he didn't uncover it himself, but he did not cover it up. The Loki so. The second person didn't cover it up. The first person is unaware at this point in time that it's uncovered. So therefore, Hasheni Chayiv. In this situation, the second person is considered to be the one that is Chayiv. Now, the Rashi points out, the second person is using it, lishtamishbo, he came to go and use it. The first person used it and then covered it up. Second person now comes to use it and did not cover it up, so therefore the second person is chayiv. Mishnah continues and says, kiso kiroi, if he did cover it up properly, so now it is appropriately covered up, and nevertheless, v'nofal asocho shor o chamor umeis, but a shor or chamor, again, that's what the pasuk tells us, shor or chamor, but it literally means any animal, but we use the common situations of a shor or a chamor, an ox or a donkey, falls through the man cover, through the covering, and dies inside the pit. So then, the Baal HaBor is in fact the potter. Well, the question is to say, it's obvious. If the person was appropriately covering up his pit, why would he be chayiv? It's an onus, and an onus you'd be potter. So we'll have to discuss that in the Gemara, why it's telling us this. However, lo chiso kiroi, if he didn't cover it properly, and again, the Gemara will have a huge discussion about what does it mean he didn't cover it properly, in this situation, he will be chayiv. In offal, lesochu shoru chamor meis, chayiv. The bone owner of the pit, the Baal HaBor, will in fact be chayiv in this situation. And again, we'll have most of the Shia today discussing this part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, nofal lefonov mikol hakriya. There's somebody still inside the pit that's widening the pit. He's digging inside the pit. He has a drill, and he's digging inside the pit. So nofal lefonov mikol hakriya. And the shor of the chamor falls into the pit. Now, it sounds like it's because of the sound of the person digging. He has a jackhammer there. In the times of Gemara, he has a hammer, and he's banging away on the rock. So he's digging with the shovel, and the noise from him doing that, so that causes the shor of the chamor to fall into the pit. So in that situation, chayev, the owner of the pit, is going to be chayev. He'll have to pay for the damages. Rashi has two explanations over here. We'll start reading from Dibra Maskel, Nofal Lefona Mikol HaKriya. You'll see the Bach at the end of this Dibra Maskel says it's really all one big Dibra Maskel, that it shouldn't be bolded as a new Dibra Maskel Chayiv. It's all one Dibra Maskel. So we'll read from the start of this Rashi. It says, Bar Kriya, a pit was already dug previously, and now the Nichnas Kores Socher, and the owner of this bar hires a Socher to go and deepen the pit. L'socho l'harchiv l'hamik, to either make it wider or to make it deeper. And now, v'shor holech al svas habor, there's an ox that's walking right by the bar. V'shoma kol hapatish, he hears the hammer banging inside on the rock. V'nivas, and he gets scared. V'nofal al ponov babor, and he falls head first into the bar. And here's what the Bach says, it's not a new Dibra Maskel. So Chayiv Baal HaBor, so the owner of this pit is going to be Chayiv to pay for the damages to the shore. V'afilu shor shupikech. Now, as we're going to learn later on, if the shore is a, quote, intelligent shore, it's a normal shore, it should protect itself. Shvarim don't just fall into pits. So therefore, this is an unusual situation. We're saying even though it's a mentally competent shore, in other words, it's a normal shore, and in this situation, you would normally be potter because we expect the shore to protect itself. But here, even though it's a shor that is a bikeach, as we learn on Daf Nundalit in 2 days, b'masnisa de Baal HaBor Potter, if it's a normal shor, the boy iune umeza, that the shor should have looked where it was going. Nevertheless, over here, hocha chayev. The first pshat in Rashi says that this is an intelligent shor, it's a normal shor, which normally would be potter, but here you're going to be chayev, because hakriya biasoso, because the digging, the jackhammer, the banging on the hammer, on the rock, inside the pit, got this shor all in a tumult, and it made it crazy. And therefore, it didn't fall in on its own. It couldn't protect itself. It fell in because of the banging. And the Gemara is going to ask over here, and this will really be in tomorrow's year, Neymar Kora Goramle. The cause over here was the banging. That should be a Goramba Benizokim. So why is that going to be a Chiv on the Baal HaBor? Okay. That's the first pshat Rashi. Lishna Achrina, second pshat Rashi, is very similar but slightly different. And here we're talking about where it's not a competent shor. We're talking about that it's an incompetent shor, which you normally would be chayef for. Lishna Achrina, Lufanav Mikolakriya, the shor falls into the pit because of the banging on the rock, the jackhammer inside. So Balabar is chayef in that situation. Why? Because the Afa gav diikol lemeira kora garmle, even though you can say that this was a causation from the noise, the kora garmle bi'alma ha'hu, the Ovid, and it should be Groma Binizokin should be Potter, the Kaimalon Hamavis is Chavero Potter, as we've learned previously on in the Gemara, as well as we'll learn again on Dafnu and Vav. So you should be Potter Midini Yadim, only Chai Midini Shemayim. So therefore, Avilu Hochi Balabar Chayiv here in this situation, Chai, because what we'll learn in the Gemara from Rabbi Nosson. Okay, those are the two ways to understand this part of the Mishnah for now. Okay. Next, the Mishnah continues and says, Nafal Esocho, Shor V'Chelov, you have a Shor that has Kalim on it. Now, these types of Kalim are Rashi going to tell us, are specifically the type that is used, B'Chlei Shor, Shaycho Shvira. We're going to use the terminology of the breaking, because by a Shor, you have the Ol, which is the yoke, and the Machrisha, and the plow, which are things that can break. As opposed to by a donkey, it's going to have either clothing on it it's carrying, or the leather, so it's going to be talking about ripping. So in any event, we're talking here about the shor. Is the shor itself that could be damaged, and the kalim of the shor, the utensils, the yoke, and the plow of the shor. So novel lesocha shor v'kalim v'nishtabru. So the shor gets damaged, and the kalim also get damaged. So chamar v'kalim niskaru, or it's a donkey and its kalim, and they get ripped, because as we just said, we use the lashon of ripping by the donkey's kalim, because that's appropriate for those types of kalim, and the breaking by the kalim of the shor. In any event, it's the same din. Yechayev ala behema v'potru ala kalim, because as the pasuk will tell us, it's shor and chamar, and not their kalim. So your potter on the kalim, respectively for the shor and the chamar, but you're chayef for the shor and the chamar. Again, we're talking here about damage that you're going to be chayef for. The misa, if it's a competent shor or a chamar, then you're not going to be chayef for the misa. In any event, nofal l'socho shor cheresh shote v'kotem. But if it's not a competent shor, there's something wrong with the shor. It's a cheresh, which likewise by a person, makes them not a bal hachi, so it makes this shor not a normal shor that can protect itself. Likewise, the shor is a shote, it's a rabid animal, it's a crazy animal. So therefore, it doesn't normally protect itself. Well, katan is so young, it doesn't know how to protect itself. The Miri says, yes, that this is talking about an animal that hasn't yet been broken. It hasn't yet had a yoke put on it. It hasn't had a plowing. So therefore, it's a wild animal, and it runs crazy, and therefore it could fall into the pit. So in these situations, we don't say that the ox should have protected itself, so to say. It should have looked where it was going and walked around the pit. And this situation, the balabar is going to be chayev for the shor cheresh shote v'kotan. Now, by a child, a human child, bein or bas, who falls into the pit, or eved or omo, or an eved kinani or shivcho kinanis, then potter, then the owner of the pit, the balabar, is not going to have to pay. Now, Rashi on Dav Tes tells us that in general, she'en habal habor chayev b'tashlu b'misas odom. And that's learned out because the pasuk says shor, and we darsh that shor v'lo odom, chamor v'lo kalim. That's where we learn out these dinim, that only the shor and the chamor are going to be an obligation financially for the owner of the pit. But an odom or kalim are not. Again, that drush is shor v'lo odom, chamor v'lo kalim. And again, we learned this as well previously in the Masechta, and we'll learn it again on Daf Nun Gimel in tomorrow's year, where Rashi says, Hanimili hecha demei sa'adam, a regular person that dies in this situation, you're going to be potter. V'meisiya lo, it's only in a situation where the mace will belong to you, and that doesn't occur obviously with a human cadaver. So that's another drasha, why this applies not to a human being. However, avo benezek adam, but Rashi there points out that in damages to a person, then the balabar is chayev alabar. He is going to be chayev, because that we learn out from different psukim, that the din of kofar doesn't apply, but the other din of nezek do apply. Anyway, we'll learn that again in Yitzhak Hashem on Daf Nun Gimel. But for now, what the Mishnah is telling us is that if a young boy or a girl falls in, or an Eved or an Amma falls in, you might have thought that the Eved or the Amma is not considered like a human being. In some situations, the Eved and the Amma are considered like property, as we had discussed in yesterday's year. So here it's telling us, here, no, they're considered like a full human being, that they should be able to go and protect themselves. It's not normal for a boy or a girl, or an Eved or an Amma, to fall into a pit, and if they do fall into a pit, you can't hold the Baal Habar responsible for that. They're independent thinking people, and they should be able to protect themselves. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Rishon at Emas Miftar. We said at the very beginning of the Mishnah, it said that he saw a Rishon, he was using it, the Rishon, then he covered it up, and then the second person came along to use it and found it uncovered. So until what point do we say that it's all the liability of the second person? Is that like a lifelong now that the first person has no responsibility for it, the second person has all the responsibility? Or they say, no, it's uncovered, and at some point, the first person should also be held liable for it being uncovered. So that's what the Gemara asks. Rishon Ademus Mifter. Yes, he's potter right now. The Mishnah said, Ubar Sheni Mutzah Begulo Luchisar Sheni Chayiv. But for how long does that go on? So we'll have three different shitas over here. Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. Many times in Shas, we find these three Bali Plukta. Usually it's Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and Mishlokish, but every now and then, we have Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan all arguing together. Now, here, Rav's opinion is, Amar Rav, B'chidei Sheyeda. Now, we have the Machlokas over here. Rashi tells us how to understand this. Let's first look inside in Rashi. In Dibur Masko, the Chedei Sheyeda, so Sheyavo Gam Harishon Achrikain, until the first person comes and sees that it's uncovered. The Yirenu Megula, he sees that it's uncovered. Now he's equally held responsible, just like the second owner. Ho, Shnei Yodim, now that they both know, Shumagula, that it's open, Ram Yechiyuva Atarvayu. So the obligation now falls on both of them. So they have to, then this situation, both the Rishon and the Sheni would split whatever damage occurs, they would have to split paying that damage. So that's the way Rashi understands Rav's opinion. First, we'll do Shmuel's opinion, and then we'll see what Tosa says about all of the three opinions. So, Amar Rav b'chdei sheyeda, until he actually comes and sees it. That's the way Rashi understands it. Ushmuel, Amar Gemara continues, b'chdei sheyodiyu. Not that he comes and sees it himself, but even if somebody else informs him that it is uncovered, now Reuven will be equally held responsible. As Rashi says, Ushmuel Amar, he says, afapi shelo bo v'ro, even though the first owner has not come to see it himself. Nevertheless, Chayav B'chalko, he'll assume half the responsibility because he now knows about it. V'lo Ram Yakul HaSheli, and no longer is the full responsibility on the second one because the Ha Lo Giluhu, the second one didn't actually uncover it himself. He found it uncovered. So it's not like he did a Pshia. He finds it uncovered. No, it's a Pshia that he doesn't cover it up, but it's also, once the first person knows about it, it's also the first person Pshia that he didn't cover it up. And therefore, both of them are going to be Chayav. And then Rashi gives a second pshat, which the first pshat, he says, was Lashon Mori. That is the preferred pshat, as we'll see. But then he gives another pshat, Lashon Acher, and he says, Ad kidei sheyodiyuhu afilu ba v'ra'uhu potter ad sheyidu. Even if he comes and saw it himself, until somebody formally comes and tells him, hey, your bar is uncovered, he's not held chayav. That's a very difficult pshat to understand. And Rashi says, well, Lashon Rishon Kosher. He prefers the pshat of his Rebbe, the first pshat. Now, that is the way Rashi understands Rav Ushmuel. Let's just do the Gemara Rav Yochanan, and then we'll do Tosfos. Rav Yochanan says, a third opinion, Rav Yochanan says that the time that the Rishon becomes Chayiv is B'chadei Sheyodiyu, that they tell him that it's uncovered, and they give him enough time, the Yiskor Palin, that he can go hire workers to go and create a cover for it. The Yichros Arazim, they'll cut down cedar trees, V'chasenu, and they'll make boards and planks over here of some significant strength, so that the pit will be able to be stepped upon, the man cover will be able to be stepped upon, and animals won't fall inside of it. Now we can look at the Tosos, B'chdei Sheyeda. So Tosos says, Kolomar, this is the opinion of Rav, he says, Kolomar, Shehakol Yotza. Like, it's public knowledge, Shabor Megula. Everybody's talking about this pit being uncovered in the Shus Rabim. The Mistama Shoma, and therefore we have the right to assume that the first guy, the Rishon, also heard about it, because everybody else has heard about it, Mistama, he's heard about it. Even though we don't have definitive knowledge that he heard about it, at that moment in time, when it becomes a public knowledge, so then both of the Balim over here, the Rishon and the Sheni, would be chayiv for any damages that subsequently occur. That's Rav's opinion according to Tosus. Ushmuel amar b'shmiya b'alma lo mechayiv. Just the rumor, that's not enough. The ein somech hashmiya. You can't rely upon a rumor, but it has to be. Shmuel says, ach yo diyu. They actually come and tell this first guy, hey, your bar is uncovered. And at that point in time, both the Rishon and the Sheni would be equally chayiv. That's Shmuel's opinion. Now, Rav Yochanan amar according to Tosus, ach yo diyu. They give him enough time that he knows about it and can hire workers to fix it. Yizchor Po'alim, Yichos HaRazim. Now, Tosus now adds, Hu Adin HaSheni. The same thing applies to the second guy, Shadosin Lo Shir Zeh, that you give him enough time in this situation that he can go correct the problem. El Dloboinon Shiyadiyu. It doesn't mention that because you don't have to tell him because he knows about it. Shikfar Yodda. He saw it himself. Now, Ushmuel Savar, no, you don't wait that additional time. The Miyad Yeshlo Lahoshiv Shom Shomrim Shlo Yipol Shum Dover Babar. Yes, he has to go and fix the problem, but until then, he can put up warning signs, he can put up hazard signs. Go stand the guy over there as a Shomer, say, hey, watch out, there's a pit over here. So, therefore, even though he needs time to go and fix it, he doesn't need time to go and warn people. That can be done immediately, and therefore, that's the difference between Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. Okay. So these are the three shittas that we have over here, and the Gemara continues. And we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kisol Kirai, if you covered up the board properly, you put the manhole cover on top of it, and nevertheless, a shor or chamor falls into it and dies, potter. The owner of the board is potter. Now, the Gemara says, how did that happen? If you covered it up properly with a good manhole cover, then why did the shor or the chamor fall inside? So Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Chana, tells us an answer which we're going to use several times in today's shir, and he says, she'sliya mitocho, that it got wormy. Somehow, worms degraded over here this manhole cover, this cover on top, and even though that's not something that is normal, that's what happened over here, and therefore that's why you're potter, because they did everything that they should have done, everything properly, and in this situation, where hisliya mitocho is an unusual thing, it's not something that could be expected to have happened, not something that you need to go check out, therefore that's why the Baalei Bar is potter in this situation. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to answer the following shayla. Ibar ludei answer the base medrash. Kiso kisui shiochol lamo lnei shvarim v'nei yochol lamo b'nei gbalim. They put up a proper cover that would be protective for oxen, but they didn't put up a proper cover that would be protective for gmalim. Now, why should it be protective for oxen but not protective for camels? So, Mr. Google answered my question. The average weight of a camel is about 700 kilograms, and the average weight of an ox is only 500 to 650 kilograms. So oxen don't weigh as much as camels, which was surprising to me. Maybe all of you knew that, but it was surprising to me. And therefore, the weight of the camel was too much for this cover, this manhole cover. You know, sometimes you have an elevator that says the elevator is operating only up to 2,000 pounds or whatever the poundage is. So this manhole cover was secure for the weight of the average ox, 500 to 600 kilograms, but it wouldn't sustain the average weight of a camel, which is 700 kilograms. Okay, these are numbers that I just pulled off Google. I assume that they're somewhat correct, but the bottom line is that camels seem to weigh more than oxen. So therefore, that's why it's a kiso, the kiso shiochal amalunei shvarim, that it was strong enough to support an ox, but not strong enough. And then the question was this, Vasu Gemalim Vyarua. So camels came on it and they started to break this manhole cover. They weakened it. And only subsequently, Vyasu Shvarim and Ofli Bay. And then oxen came along. And now, because the manhole cover was weakened, the cover over here of the board was weakened, the Shvarim now fell through. So they asked the yeshiva, my, what is Allah in this situation? Do we or do we not say that the Baalei Bar is Chayev? After all, if it wasn't for the camels, the oxen would have been protected by the manhole cover. But since there were camels there, so they loosened, they weakened the structure of the manhole cover, and therefore the oxen now fell through. So the Gemara says, what type of a question is this? Amri, Echidami, what are you talking about? Either Shlichi Gemalim, if there are a lot of camels over there, so then Poshehu, he's negligent. That's like saying, well, I put up a piece of paper on top of the manhole cover, and gee, somebody fell through it. The ox fell through it. The very flimsy covering that I put on it wasn't adequate. Well, duh, of course. If that was a situation that there's lots of camels over there, so Pashehu, he's negligent. So that's why you're going to be chayev for the oxen that fell through it. Now, the lo shlichi gemalim, where you put this up in New York, there's oxen in upstate New York, but there are no camels in upstate New York. So therefore, this manhole cover should have been good. It was rated to protect up to 650 kilograms. So therefore, your typical ox would be protected. He did a good kisui. So then, onusu, if it happens to break because unusually, unexpectedly, a camel came over there, how can he be expected to have known that? And therefore, it's an onus, and therefore he should be potter. So what exactly is the case over here? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha di asu leprokim. What we're dealing here is occasionally camels come. Leprokim means every now and then. So therefore, do we view this guy in one of two ways? Me, I mean, do we say, kivon the asu leprokim, since they sometimes do come, poshehu. Therefore, the guy is negligent. He should have assumed, well, sometimes they come. And therefore, he's posheya, and that's why he's chayev. Because the boy le'asuke daiti, he should have considered, well, listen, most of the time it's oxen, but every now and then a camel's going to come, so I better rate it for camels and make it 700 kilograms to be able to withstand, and not only be happy with 650 kilograms. Odomo to say, no, kivan the hashta mias leka, right now there's no camels around. Yeah, they could come. Nevertheless, if they do come, then onesu, because it's not likely. So that's the question that they're asking. So we're going to give several terutzim over here. Each time from a Mishnah, one time we try to prove it one way, and then we use then the next part of the Mishnah to prove it the other way. So we start off with Toshma from our Mishnah. It said, Kisol Kiroi, if you covered it up properly, and then the Nafal Lesoch Sharu Chamar, and then the Sharu Chamar falls in the base, and they die, Potter, then the Baalei Bar is not Chayev. Now, what was that scenario? Now we'll try to prove it to answer our question. Hechidami, if you're telling me, Ilei Mo Kiroi Lishvar Mechorei Ligbalim, that he rated it for 800 pounds, 800 kilograms rather, and it's rated properly to protect against Shvarim walking on it, and Gemalim to walk on it. So then, How did it fall down? Hechi nafal. Why did they fall in? Obviously, he didn't rate it properly for both shvarim and camels. Ella, lav, mustn't it be? He rated it properly, kiroi le shvarim. Yeah, it could withstand 650 kilograms. So it was able to withstand shvarim walking on it, referring to nimbeis and nimbeis. However, below kiroi le gmalim, but it wasn't rated properly for camels. And therefore, if the Yidish Shlichei Gemalim, if camels are around, then why would he be Potter? Am I Potter? Poshehu. He's clearly negligent if there are camels over there. And if there are no camels over there, below Shlichei Gemalim, Pshita Onusu, then it's clear that he shouldn't be Chayv because he's an Onus. So what must it be talking about? Elo Lav, aren't we talking about the Asyon Leprokim? Oh, here's the answer to our question. They come only occasionally. It's mostly Shvarim in this area, but every now and then camels come. And if that camel came, Vyasu Gemalim Vyarua, and a camel came and stepped on this manhole cover, and it started to crack, and then when the Shvarim came, Vyasu Shvarim Vinoflebe, it was no longer strong enough to hold them up, and the Shvarim fell through. And what did our Mishnah say? If that's the scenario that we're talking about, our Mishnah said, Uktani Potter, what do you see? Almo Kivan the Hash Deleka, since there aren't camels around right now, albeit Liprokim, they do come, you're considered an Ones. And Ones who, in this situation, you're not Chayav. Ah, so the question is asked and answered. If it's rated for Shvarim, and camels only occasionally come, but it's not rated for the camels, so then if the camels come and break it, it's an Ones. Ah, that's the question answered. Where it says Lav Dafka? No, Amri Lo. We don't have to answer that way because the Olam. In fact, we're talking about Kiroi Lishvarim Licharoi Lagbalim. In fact, it was rated both to sustain the weight of a camel and an ox, and therefore Udikar Kashi Lo Chayechi Nafu. Then how did it fall through? That we've already answered. Amri Yitzchak Bar Bachana. Yitzchak Bar Bachana said Shisliya Mitocho, that it got wormy, it got disintegrated on its own. Something that's very unusual, and that's why you're potter because it's an onus. So from this part of the Mishnah, we can't bring a riot. Now we'll try from the other part of the Mishnah. The opposite, exact opposite. Pum faket. Toshma. We learn from the next part of the Mishnah, lo chisol kiroi, in the case where he did not cover it up properly, and v'nofel l'sochel shor v'chamor, umeis, chayiv. We said there that if he didn't cover it up properly, and the shor falls into it, or the chamor falls into it, then you're going to be chayiv. If they die, you got to pay for the death of the animal. Now, hey chidami, what exactly is the scenario? Again, so obvious in the two possibilities, that it can't be talking about the straightforward possibilities. If you're telling me it wasn't rated properly for neither oxen or camels, so then pshita, he's a poshea, a tzricha. Would you have to tell me that he's chayev? Of course he is, because he didn't cover it up properly. So that can't be what it's talking about. Mustn't it therefore be elalav, that he rated it properly, lishvarim, kiroi lishvarim. He did a proper cover-up for oxen, the low kiroi l'gmalim, but he didn't cover it up properly for camels. And then we have the question, hey, what's the scenario? If camels are present over there on a regular basis, so then it's a poshehu. He had to rate it. He can't only rate it for half the animals. He got to rate it for the other half of the animals. So that can't be talking about, because that would be obvious. Be the low shlichei gmalim, and if camels aren't readily present over there, so then it's an onus. Onus who? And why would he be chayiv? So therefore, the scenario mustn't it be, elalav, aren't we talking about the camels come, the asyon leprokim? Every now and then a camel comes, and that's our question. The asu gemalim, camels did come in this situation, they're all occasionally around, and now they actually came, and they hurt the manhole cover, they broke the manhole cover to a certain extent, asu gemalim baru, they made it weaker, and now when the oxen come, the asu shorim enough will be, it wasn't strong enough anymore to hold up the oxen. And what did our Mishnah say? Uktani chayiv. Ah, so what do you see? Asked and answered. Alma, kivan the asin leprok, give poshehu. Because camels can come, we consider that something that he should have thought about. And if he didn't rate it properly for camels and only rated it properly for oxen, he's called the poshehu, and the boyle yasuki la daiti. He should have thought that possibly camels would come. So here we ask and answer the question the exact opposite way. Here we say that you're chayiv. So Gemara says, again, no, that's not a good proof. We don't end up having a proof one way or the other from our Mishnah. Because, in fact, our Mishnah is talking about Leolam Kiroi Lishvarim, below Kiroi Lugbalim. Our Mishnah is talking about that it was rated properly for oxen, and it wasn't rated properly for camels. And Ushchei and camels are readily present over there. I Udekakash Lok Poshehu, then it's obvious that it's a Poshea. Gemara says, you're 100% right, it's obvious that it's a Poshea. But for parallelism, I did the Nosef Reisha Kiso Kiroi, since the Reisha is talking about he covered it properly, so we give a case that's obvious, Nosef Seifa Nami Lo Kiso Kiroi. So the Seifa is talking about where he didn't cover it properly, even though it's no Chiddush in the Seifa. And that's why the Bach actually has a different Girsa over here. The Bach has the Girsa that not only did he not rate it properly for camels, he didn't even rate it properly for Shvarim. Don't answer over here. The Bach has the gear, so don't say Liolam Kiroi Lishvam, the Lo Kiroi Ligmalim. You could actually say Liolam Lo Kiroi Lishvam, the Lo Kiroi Ligmalim, because it's not trying to be Mechadish anything. It's just for parallelism, and therefore it doesn't have to be Mechadish anything. So again, from our Mishnah, we haven't found an answer to the question. Try again. Ika the Amrei. There are those that had the following as the answer. Honami, in this situation, vade lo iboilo, where you have camels occasionally coming, that's not the question. Because if camels occasionally come, the kiva, the asin leprokim, they sometimes come. So, Poshehu, how can you say, I'm not taking that into consideration? So, if 10% of the time this happens, how can you ignore it? So, therefore, if camels occasionally come, you would definitely be a posher. That's not what the answer is talking about. We know the answer to that. That wasn't the question. The boy asks, who can date? If camels occasionally come, then you have to take that into consideration. You should have raided the manhole cover to cover not only oxen, but also camels. So what was the question that they asked in the Beis Medrash then? Ki Yiboylon, this was the question that they asked in the Beis Medrash. Hachi Yudi Yiboylon, this was the question that they asked. Ki Sahu, Ki Sui, they covered it up with a manhole cover, Shiochol Amo Bipnei Shvarim, it could withstand Shvarim, the Ein Yochol Amo Bipnei Gmalim, but it couldn't withstand Gmalim. Oh, what's the difference in this Iko Di Amre? Ushchich Gmalim, camels readily come over there, so the guy is a Poshaya. However, camels didn't come. The reason why the manhole cover couldn't sustain the oxen, this unusual occurrence happened over here, that the manhole cover was wormy, and as a result of the manhole cover deteriorating, nothing to do with camels, the oxen fell through. So here you have, yes, he was posheya, but he was posheya on something totally unrelated to what happened. He was posheya. He should have raided it for camels. But camels didn't come, and camels didn't weaken it. It happened to weaken because of worms. And therefore, mahu. This is the question they asked in the Beis Medrash. They're asking, do we say, mi amrina, migu, the havi poshe, etzo gemalim, havi poshe, nami, linyan aslo. Since he's a posheya, so then he's a posheya throughout. Even though the thing that he was posheya on had nothing to do with the final damage, the bottom line is, he was posheya. And once you're posheya, that's it. You're chayev across the board. Migu. Since you are posheya in regards to camels, we consider you posheya in regards to the worms as well. Even though one has nothing to do with the other. Or do we say, no, oh, Dilma, long rina migo. Why would you say migo? If something had happened regarding camels, then he would be a posheya. But nothing happened in regards to the camels. How can you hold him accountable for that? Where is this migo coming from? Oh, because he was negligent for that, he's automatically considered responsible for everything else. We don't say that. And therefore, those are the two sides of the coins. That's the question that they ask in the Beis Medrash. Do we say this migo or do we not say this migo? Now, Tosus has a whole different way of understanding this Gemara, and Tosus brings down, we should have a consideration over here that this is you can see this about 8-10 lines up in the from the widest lines in the end of the Tosos, the Shchichei Gemalim, where he says that Abaye questions and others question this as well. Tchilas of a Pshia, Sof of Yonisu. This should be a classical case where you started off doing Pshia, even though subsequently it's an Onis. Since it was a Pshia from the beginning, you're Chayev across the board. So Tosos goes to a whole discussion, a different way of learning the Gemara, and explains why this is not a case of Tchilaso Pshia Sofo Bionis. And in any event, that's a totally different way of learning the Gemara. We're not going to learn it that way. We'll learn it nice and simple like Rashi. And the question, again, that they're asking here in the Beis Medrash is, do we or do we not say this Migu? If you are Poshea B'Gmalim, therefore you're also Poshea because of the Hatzla, or do we not say that? One has nothing to do with the other. Again, we're going to try to bring from our Mishnah, Rai is both for and against both sides. So we start our first Toshma from the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said, Kisol Kirai. It's going to be similar to the discussion we just had before, but a little bit different. So in the case of the Mishnah said, where you covered it up properly, and then, we said under that scenario that you covered it up properly, if the Shor HaChamor falls in and dies, you're not, the Balabar is not chayiv to pay, you're Potter. So we asked on that, V'yitmar Allah, Amr Yitzel Bar Bachana, Shisli Amitocho. The Mishnah had said, why, how could this happen? If he was covering it up properly, how did the Shor of the Chamor fall through? So he said, because it got wormy. Now, what is the scenario where it got wormy? Hechidami. If you're telling me that he properly rated it for Shvarim, he probably rated it for Gemalim, and it should have withheld the weight of either one of them. And then this unusual occurrence happened where it got wormy, so then, Pshitan Potter. Why are you telling me that he's Potter? It's obvious he's Potter. What's the poor guy supposed to do? This is a very unusual occurrence, and it's not something that you normally would go and check. Oh, that can't be there for what it's talking about. Elo. Isn't the case lab? Aren't we talking about Kiroy Lishwarm? That he did rate it properly for Shwarm, below Kiroy Lugmalim, but he didn't rate it properly for Gmalim. So again, it could hold 650 kilograms, but not a kilo more. And therefore, the camels who weigh 700 kilograms, so they're going to break it and make it that the Shwarm then won't be sturdy enough and the Shwarm will fall through it. And we're dealing with the case of Shchichei Gmalim. We're dealing with the likely presence of Gmalim. It's 50% Shwarm and 50% Gmalim. And therefore, now, even though v'yisliya mitocho uktani potter, even though this was one side, he was posheya, but the actual damage was from something totally unrelated to that, So you see clearly, we don't say the migu. Lo amin amigu davi b'sheh lini agmalim, havi b'sheh lini nislaw. We do not say this. So asked and answered. We don't apply this migu. Well, it says, again, lo, you can't bring this right from the Mishnah, one way or the other. Because, in fact, the Mishnah could be talking about liolim, kiroi l'gmalim, v'choroi l'shvarim, misli b'socho. Yes, that was the scenario in the Mishnah, that it was raided for gmalim, was raided for shvarim, and then this unusual thing happened, misli b'socho. However, that you said, what should he have done? What should he have done? No, there is something he should have done. You might have thought, you know, maybe a guy has to go and check out. Is his manhole cover sturdy every day? Yes, it's very unusual that it should get wormy, but it's a possibility, a theoretical possibility. So maybe once a week you have to go and check it to see that it's still sturdy. So that's what you might have thought. So therefore, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is Kamash Shalom, that you don't have to do that. But you can't bring me a raya about the migu from our Mishnah. So the Reish of our Mishnah doesn't answer the question one way or the other. No, we'll try from the same of the Mishnah. The next case, Toshma. Try to prove it the exact opposite way. Lo kisol kiroi. If you didn't cover it up properly, so the Mishnah said, "V'nofel sochel shor chamor v'meis chayv." If you didn't cover it up properly, and the ox or the donkey falls in, then you're going to be chayv for the damages. If it dies, you're going to be chayv the damages. Now, again, what's the scenario? Hechidami. If you're going to tell me ilema lo kiroi lishvarim lo kiroi l'gmalim, he didn't rate it properly for shvarim or gmalim. So then, tzrich lemeim l'chayv. Would you have to tell me he's chayv? He's a pure posheya. Of course, he's going to be chayv. I wouldn't need the Mishnah to tell me that. What must the scenario be? Elalah. Aren't we talking about that he did it kiroi l'shvarim? He rated it for shvarim. However, the low kiroi l'gmalim, but it wasn't rated to hold up the weight of a camel. Now, the shlich l'gmalim, if camels are common over there, then he's still a poshehu. And the low shlich l'gmalim, and if camels aren't present over there, so then honestly, what's the poor guy supposed to do? There aren't camels over there. Obviously, it's neither of those two cases. What's the scenario? Ella lav the shchichei gmalim. It mustn't be that camels are prevalent over there. They are, in fact, shchichei gmalim. But that's not what caused the damage. No camels came and caused the damage. And the damage was caused because visli amitocho. It got wormy. And yet, what do we say? Ktani chayiv. What do we therefore see? Alma amrinon migo. We do say this migo. Because migo, the havi poshel, inyin gmalim, havi poshel, inyin aslo. So the Sefer of the Mishnah now gives us a raya the other way, that we do apply the migu. And where it says again here, no raya, amri lo. You can't bring us a raya from there. Because, in fact, you know what it could be talking about? Le'olam kiroi l'shvarim, it was rated for shvarim. However, v'lo kiroi gmalim, it was not rated for camels. Now, u'shchich gmalim, we are talking about a scenario where camels are frequently present. And v'asu gmalim v'yaru, camels came and, in fact, weakened it. And then v'asu shvarim v'novubah, and then the oxen came in and fell through. And your question in that situation, that is pshita, or the kashalach pshita poshehu, of course he should be chayv, he's a posheya. So the Gemara says, no. Again, parallelism, there is no chiddush over here, but I did not say reisha, kiso kirai, since the reisha gave us a necessary scenario of telling us he covered it properly, so then there's also parallelisms, we go and give the sefer, even though there's no chiddush, no sefer, nami lo chiso, and that's why you can't bring a raya one way or the other to the first question that we thought they asked in the Beis Medrash, or to the revised question that he could diamre. Question that they answer the Beis Medrash, our Mishnah can't give an answer to either one of the two. But we're going to bring a Braisa that gives us the answer. Toshma, the Braisa tells us, if an ox fell in, now the ox was either not competent, it was a cheresh, it was a shota, mentally incompetent, or it had something physically wrong with it that it couldn't protect itself, or it's katan, it was young enough that it didn't know how to protect itself from falling into the bar, or it's blind, it's suma, a blind ox, here we add additional things, or it's a normal competent pikeach ox, it's walking at night and can't see, and therefore in all of these scenarios, if it falls into the pit, so then the owner of the pit is held liable. The balabar is chayav because in these situations that we just talked about, the chayrishot, the cotton, or suma ox, or the pikach ox that's walking at night, they can't be expected to protect themselves because they can't see or they don't have the das or the ability to protect themselves and fall again. But if it's pikach mahalach bayom, if it's a normal ox that's walking in the daytime, we don't expect oxen to fall into pits. We expect them to walk around it. And therefore, the balabar would be potter. It would be an onus if the ox fell in. Now, why? Bamai, isn't this after all? Neymar midahave poshe alinyan cheresh, since he's a poshe in regards to cheresh, so migu have nami poshe alinyan pikach. He should also be, if you apply the migu, he should also be considered chayiv even for the pikach walking in the daytime. But we don't say that. Therefore, Ella, lav shmamino, lo amino migu. You clearly see from here, we don't say migu linyan cheresh, migu linyan pikach. We in fact say, no. He was a poshe in regards to the cheresh, but he's not. We don't apply migu in regards to the pikeach. Shmamina, that is the halacha. Shmamina, lo amino migu, shmamina. That is, in fact, the ultimate answer to the question. Okay, then we quote the Mishnah that said, Nofa lufanov, I said if the ox fell in forward facing, so it's chayiv. Now, first we'll understand this the way Rav understood this. Rav says lefanav means, now the gears that we have is lefanav mamish, but if you look in the Masoras Hashas, he says it should be lefanav means pun of mamish. It means it fell on its face, because Rav lishitaso that it's the hevel that does the damage, so the face has to go down into the bottom of the pit. And laachra means achar of mamish, it falls backwards, so it's face is going to be up in the air, and its feet are the ones that are on the bottom, and therefore that's why you're going to be potter li achrav. And that's where we turn to Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. That's why it tells us v'zeh v'zeh b'bor. We're dealing here with the animal falling in face forward or its feet up. V'zeh v'zeh b'bor and Rab l'taymei. The Amar Rab bor shechiv olav Torah is only lehevlo below chavato. So when it falls in on its face, so it's the hevel that goes and kills it. When it falls in backwards and its feet go in first and its head is up in the air and it dies because of the fall. So Rab says in that situation, the chavata isn't what makes you chayiv, it's only the hevel, and therefore, forward, you're chayiv, backwards, you're not chayiv. That's the way Rav understood it. Shmuel says differently. Ushmuel Amar, no. We're dealing over here with the bar. And bein milafana, bein miliachrov, chayiv. Whether you fall in head first, or whether you fall in feet first, Shmuel ushitaso, Shmuel utaimei, says, you're chayiv, the Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, lehevlo v'choshin chavato. You're chayiv for the hevel, and certainly for the fall, for the trauma. So therefore, Shmuel says, if you fall in frontwards or backwards, you're chayiv. No. What's the situation in the Mishnah where it says liachorov? Elahichidon liachorov. What is that talking about in the Mishnah? That it said, Mikol Akriya de Potter, that you're going to be Potter if it, the jackhammer inside, the hammer inside the pit is what scared the ox, and that's why you're Potter. In that situation, we're talking about Kigon de Niskal Bibar. It tripped and fell into the bar, and then on its way out, the jackhammer, the banging, made it a little bit discombobulated. The Nafal Le'acharya bar, it fell outside. That's what it means, La'acharya. It means that outside the bar, on the top part, Chutzla bar, and that's where the damage occurred. In that situation, you're going to be part of the Bala bar is part of because it was the noise that caused this to happen. Let's go a little bit weiter because it was still in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara says, let's question Rav. Esve. It said in the following braisa, Bibor, it says here, Beferish, Bein Lefonov, Bein Liachorov, Chayiv. It says, not like Rav. Rav said, Lefonov, Yachayiv, Lachorov, Yapater. The braisa, even though we say Rav Tanu Apolli, we don't like to go and give that answer. So Rav has to explain how he's going to be in accord with this braisa, which says, even Lachorov, you're going to be Chayiv. So to Yuchta the Rav, it seems to be a Kashan Rav, but we give three Teirutim. The first one is from Rav Chisda. I'm Rav Chisda, Mo de Rav, Bibor, Birishuso. Rav also agrees that if the bar is in your Rishus, that you're going to be the Chayiv. Why is that? Mishum de Amalei, because the animal that fell into this bar can say to the owner of the bar, no, if it's the Hevel, it's your responsibility. If it's the Karka, it's your responsibility. Mimanu Shach, he can say, the owner of the Shor of the Chamar can say to the owner of the pit, if my animal died, ibahavlo miss, if it died because of the hevel at the bottom of the bar, nu, havlo didachu, it's your hevel. And ibahavata miss, if it died because of the trauma, falling, bottom line is, it's your ground, chavata didachu. If it was a public ground, so then, you're right, you can argue, it's not my responsibility. But this is your private bar, it's your bar, and therefore, chavata didachu. So mimanushach, either it's the hevel, or it's the bar, ground, both of them are yours, and therefore, that's why Rav Chisda would say that this brisa is not a problem to Rav. Rav would agree with this brisa, even though Rav says, in general, it would be the hevel that goes and causes the death, and not the chavata. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Amar, Hachamai Eskini, you know, we're dealing with over here, b'mishapich. It flipped over as it fell. It fell in face first, but it then, as it's falling, flipped over on itself, and that's what we call b'mishapich. Rav Amar, Hachamai Eskini, b'mishapich. It flips around in the air. The Nafal Apeh, it first fell face down, with the face going down, but it's flipping over as it's falling, v'yishapech, the Nafal Agabeh, and it ends up falling on its back. So its head is not in the middle, the face is not in the middle of the hevel. So therefore, the Havla, so the Chiddush of Rabbi is, no, that initial encountering of the hevel, even though it subsequently turned around, is what caused it to die. The Havla, the Ahanibeh, that impact of the hevel on the animal as it flipped over. So that is still what caused the death, and that's why in this price you're going to be chayiv. We're talking about mishapech. If you're not mishapech, then you're right. The trauma wouldn't do it. It's only the hevel that would do it. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, you know what we're talking about here? It's not talking about the Baal HaBar being chayiv. It's talking about the Baal HaShar being chayiv for ruining the pit of the Baal HaBar. Now, why is that? Well, Rav Yossi says, Amar, Hacha v'niske bar b'shar askin. We're talking about that the shar damaged the bar. And that's what it means, that bein lefanav bein liachorav chayiv. The owner of the shar is chayiv for ruining the water inside this bar. So what my new, what's this damage? Shehivish is memo, that the ox got the water to be no longer potable, to be no longer good water. Perfectly was pristine, good, clean water. Now it's dirty, filthy water. Nobody wants to drink that water. And therefore, he ruined the water in this pit. The And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef is in this situation. You might have thought maybe it makes a difference in regards to Hevel, head first or back first. So maybe you think it would make a difference over here in regards to Hivish as well. No, the Chiddush is that in this situation, Rabbi Yosef says, Yechayiv, the Baal HaShor, is Chayiv to the Baal HaBor for ruining the water in his well. And I'll show you this is right. Tani Rav Chananya, L'Sviyul Rav. Rav Chananya shows support from the following brisa to Rav Shita, because the pasuk says v'nofal shomashor ochabar. So therefore, in this situation, it talks about v'nofal, which means achiyapol derech nefila. It falls in the normal way of falling, which is head first. And mikan amru nofal lufanav mikol akriya. If the animal fell in because of the jackhammer inside over there, so then yichayev, because we don't say in that situation that it's grumim nizakin, which will be the question that we'll ask in tomorrow's shir. Why don't we say it's grumim nizakin? But we'll ask that in tomorrow's shir, which we'll conclude our shir in a few seconds. So mikan amru nafal lefanav mikol akriya chayev, because you fell in head first and it's the hevel that kills you. Liachrov mikol akriya, but if you fell in backwards because of the kol akriya, so then in that situation potter. And both situations are talking about bezev bezev bebar. They're both talking about when the animal fell into the pit, and therefore this is the brisa that is in support of Rav Shita, that if it falls in head first, you're going to be chayev. If it falls in feet first, so then you're going to be potter, because it's not the hevel that caused the death of the animal. So that's how we conclude today's share. And Mitzvah will pick up tomorrow and question, why don't we say Grama Bini Zakim is part of it? Why don't we say that the jackhammer indirectly caused the damage and therefore he should not be chayev? And with this, we conclude today's share.